You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
And joining us on the line right now is Ken Cuccinelli, president of the Senate Conservatives Fund and the former attorney general of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Mr. Cuccinelli, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, Brian, I'm doing well. Good to hear from you.
Well, you're doing better than I am this morning because I am not at all pleased that the House of Representatives passed this $1.1 trillion government spending bill yesterday, which is, in my estimation and the estimation of many others who have looked at it, was a big victory for Democrats and not such a big victory for Republicans. I mean, it's a rare day when you have the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, top Democrat in the Senate, and Rush Limbaugh all agreeing that the Democrats did well.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, a simple way to look at it mathematically is who voted for what. Only 15 Dems voted against the budget, while about half the Republican caucus voted against it. You had 170 Democrat votes for it, about 130 Republican votes. This was a Democrat budget supported by the Republican leadership is basically what it was.
And what we've been told is
a success for the Dems.
I'm sorry, but what we've been told is, well, you know, don't worry, we didn't get everything we wanted, but we'll do better in September. Does that ring true to you based on what you know about the political process?
No, you know, you wonder how much more they need to win before they'll actually start implementing what they campaigned on. And I mean, with, you know, another contemporary topic is whether or not to repeal Obamacare. And the entire leadership campaigned for 7 years on repealing it. And of course, they have no intention of repealing it. And it's important for your listeners to understand they don't want to repeal it. They've been lying for 7 years. They do not want to repeal this. They want this as a policy matter. It is not simply mere weak knees. They want the same thing Democrats want, yet they've been campaigning otherwise. So,
why do they want this? Why do Republicans want the same thing Democrats want?
Well, it isn't all of them, of course. But look, the entire leadership in both houses, Mitch McConnell in here too, they're for big government, and they're not going to undo insurance mandates that even if they drive up costs for ordinary Americans, that is simply not what they're going to do, especially if anyone will scream about it, which, of course, the left is better at than the right. They're never going to undo this in the absence of leadership turmoil.
So now Aetna is leaving Virginia. What does that do to Virginia as far as health care goes?
Well, the more options you take away, the higher costs are. Virginians are going to suffer for this. And what would bring Aetna back? Obviously, getting rid of Obamacare in Virginia would make Virginia a realistic market for them again. That's why they left, because they can't make money. The Democrats' war on profit, which isn't how they would phrase it, but that's the result. Joined in by the Republican leadership, once it had been passed, to preserve it, is reducing choice across America, and Virginia is just the latest victim, and we're going to see costs go up and choices go down.
So do you have any sense of how this health care measure that is apparently going to pass the House of Representatives today will fare in the Senate?
Well, what I'm hoping is that with such slim Republican margins that it will not pass in the Senate. This is not repeal. This is an amendment to Obamacare.
Right.
And even if it has to be thrown into the 2018 elections, and there it's going to be Republican versus Republican. As the head of the Senate Conservatives Fund, when you look at the map of prospects in 2018, on paper it looks very good. But if Republican leadership means not doing what you promised, then Republican voters are going to draw the conclusion that they don't need to vote because they don't get anything out of it.
Can I ask one follow-up? And that is, you know, during the last election, Ken, you and me and a lot of other people, we begged the American people to make a decision that would change the course of the way our government operates. That we saw that we were at the point where if we didn't do something now, if we didn't take action now and give them a Republican majority in the House and the Senate and give them a Republican president, that we could never, you know, return back to the way things should be in this country to set the ship in the right direction. And we did that. And so now conservatives are looking around at what we thought we did. You know, what confidence do we have now that the people we sent there to drain the swamp, to fix the situation, to make it better, to turn things around at this critical moment in history, what confidence do we have that we can actually accomplish that now?
Well, that confidence is plummeting. And that's why I commented on 2018, if there's no benefit to voting for Republicans, people won't vote for Republicans.
I know.
And then you end up sealing in the old direction that you and I were both worried about. And you know, here so far, obviously Neil Gorsuch is on the Supreme Court, but beyond that, we now have a Democrat budget. That's what we have here. It's hard to imagine. I tend to think of the Senate Republicans as worse than the House Republicans on big government budgeting. So I don't really see this getting better unless a small number of Republicans simply stick together and say, we're just not going to vote for this. And if you get three of them that will do that and no Democrat votes, but look at the House, the Democrats passed the bill with Republican support, not the other way around.
Yeah. Do you think President Trump has the ability to stop this train, or are Republicans just going to continue the obstructionism and the Democrats keep winning?
Well, I would assume that if this was a budget he didn't want to sign, he might have said something. But I didn't hear anything. Did you hear anything?
Nope.
So I have a not so funny feeling that a budget like this is going to end up on the president's desk with perhaps more Democrat votes in the Senate than Republican votes, again, just like the House. And I think he's probably going to sign it.
And that is going to be a sad day. So hopefully, yep. Maybe he will sign. Maybe something will be different in September. Maybe. Maybe. That's the only thing we can hold out for is that promise.
But what? I mean, the same numbers, the same people. And what are they going to say next year? Well, just give us, 20 more House members and 10 more senators.
Yep.
Remember what they said in 2010, just give us the House and we'll use the power of the purse. And then they didn't.
Yeah, the new motto of the Republican Party, don't worry, we'll get them next time.
Yeah, all right. And next time never gets here.
All right, listen, Ken, I'm sorry. I mean, we're to be such downers this morning, but I think you're right. I think you're right about this, and we are wise.
Leadership in the GOP.
I believe you're right.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.